It has been 40 days since a metal stormwater pipe running under a coal ash pit near the Virginia border ruptured. As much as 39,000 tons of potentially toxic ash poured from the Duke Energy site into the Dan River. It became the third largest spill of its kind in U.S. history. Since then, a federal criminal investigation has been launched into the relationship between Duke and Diener. Environmentalists have made repeated calls to remove coal ash from 14 Duke-owned locations around the state that they say are contaminating groundwater. And the governor, a former employee of the utility, has joined Diener in calling on the company's CEO to lay out short-term and long-term plans for coal ash removal.
We had asked for information about estimated costs of cleanup, plans for the future, a detailed timeline of what they were going to do.
Michelle Walker is with Diener. The state got its response from Duke CEO Lynn Good in a letter received yesterday.
So we were expecting quite a lot of information, and we received this four-page letter in response, and the secretary felt that that was simply an inadequate response, that we just did not get our questions answered.
Walker is referencing Secretary John Scavarla there, a McCrory appointee. Walker said the letter lacks details and that Diener was expecting reams of documents. Instead, the state received a four-page letter. The letter states Duke plans to remove all coal ash from the retired power plant in Eden, where the Dan River spill occurred, within 2.5 years. The letter also says Duke plans to remove all coal ash within 4.5 years from a plant along the Catawba River near Charlotte. The company is pursuing putting that ash in a lined location at Charlotte International Airport. The company has 33 coal ash ponds in total. The letter says implementing short- and long-term plans depend on state and federal agreements and that the outlined plans are prudent, cost-effective, and environmentally sound. The letter does not go into further details about those issues. A Duke spokeswoman declined a recorded interview but answered questions, calling the company's plan to remove coal ash a big deal. She added more recommendations for cleanup are on the way, but did not provide a timeline. Environmentalist Frank Holloman calls this development a step toward a solution.
However, there's no binding commitment that they will do it. In other words, they could change their mind once the heat dies down. So we need a binding court order.
Holloman says the governor or the head of Diener has the authority to seek a court order mandating the company remove coal ash, which is causing contaminants that violate state regulations and the Federal Clean Water Act. He says much more thorough plans for all 14 locations are the next necessary step. Officials with Diener say they are again asking Duke for a more detailed cleanup plan, but have not given the company a timeline. Also on Thursday, Democrats announced proposed legislation that would require cleanup. Politicians from both parties have called on the removal of coal ash and say they don't want to see the taxpayers or the ratepayers foot a bill that could approach $90 million. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.